Hello everyone and welcome back to the Business Upside podcast. This is Professor Alex Chakrabarty. I have more than 20 years of experience teaching more than 20,000 students, entrepreneurs, business people, corporates all over the world. And I'm the founder of Business Upside. I love to share with my students and listeners all the secrets of business. Today, I'll be sharing the secret how to run a business successfully while traveling around the world. Okay, so let's go straight to the points. So there are four main points which I want to talk about, and then I'll talk about many other different points. The first point to run a successful business while traveling around the world is to have a very good leadership in place, who are convinced of your business vision and who treat the business as their own. You can think of these team members as partners who will look after the business as if they are own. They own the business. It's as if they're passionate about the business. They must be convinced about the vision of the business and they should pursue the mission to ultimately achieve the vision. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two is to have a very, very motivated team in place. And motivation is something that needs to be done regularly so that the team who are used to dealing with leadership in place, they have the same leaders. The entrepreneur should delegate the work, day-to-day work, and should not, micromanage. So the team members should be used to the entrepreneur being, delegating to the leadership team of team leads and managers and VPs so that, the entrepreneur's absence does not hamper any critical business decision or critical business as usual. Okay. The third point is to have a very strong control over finance and to have metrics-based monitoring. The entrepreneur, wherever he or she is, should always know the financial details, money coming in and money going out. The income and expense should be like at the back of the hand. And metrics such as, the production achieved or the hours worked, all the details should be monitored. The fourth point again, the travel should yield business gains for the business in terms of contracts, more business, etc. So that the team members are also convinced that the entrepreneur is hard at work growing the business in which they are working in, so that it does not create any sense of dissatisfaction that the employees might think that I'm working hard while the entrepreneur is enjoying. It should not be like that, but rather the entrepreneur should be using the travel to enhance the business. Okay, these are the four major points which successful entrepreneurs who travel often around the world, they do. Now, apart from this, there are few major points like having remote meetings very frequently. I think that number fifth point is very, very important. There are many examples that I can give you. For example, a person called 28-year-old Swedish person, Johannes Larsson, who chose to travel around the world yet establish a location independent business with zero requirement of management staff and physical office. His idea came in 2016. It's called Financer.com, a financial comparison podium, which operates via Google and social media and can be employed to determine better credit cards and savings accounts, amongst other things. Larsson's company has grown to 42 employees and actively working in 26 global markets by 2019. He has achieved a sales turnover of 2.25 million in 2018, indicating that the business is growing and well worth the efforts. Many people ask me that, how do I manage to work and travel the way I do? Now, I'll tell you that there's no conflict between travel and business if you create the right kind of ambience, the right kind of infrastructure, and the right kind of motivated team members and leadership who will manage the business on a day-to-day basis. Now, let me say the remote meetings are very, very important to keep in touch with the leadership team and with the team members. After all, it's all about good teamwork. The team members should always have close connection with the leadership team as well as the entrepreneur. Okay, let's take an example of Scott Leonard, the founder and CEO of Navigio. Scott is a sailor who loves spending most of the time on the seas on his boat, and his boat has become his home on the water. He founded Navigio, a full-time financial planning firm, and ran it for 3 years without ever giving up his dream of sailing for months together with his family. During his time, he managed his firm from the seas, and his client base grew from 225. A group of 6 employees helped the company generate a revenue of $2 million. Okay, that's no small revenue for a small business, for a CEO who spends most of his time sailing on the seas. Okay. Now, it's no different from me. I've always focused on building good teams who can drive my businesses in my absence. Collaborating with the right team members and infusing a sense of ownership and freedom can work wonders for companies. Hiring the right people for the right job who gel together nicely with the organizational culture, with the vision and leadership is very, very important. The 6th point is to start by creating value. Once the team members realize that they embark on an exciting journey in which their work is valued and their work creates a lot of value for the customers, they will definitely take ownership and be excited to help uplift the lives of the customers and also themselves. 7th point is to take advantage of working from anywhere. There are many different advantages which I personally take. For example, when I work from Singapore or when I work from US, there are many different opportunities that the US or Singapore presents. And I try to adopt those opportunities and help my business to take advantage of those knowledge or those competitive advantages to make my business and my products very, very competent. 8th point is the business should be a part of the entrepreneur. It should be an extension of the entrepreneur's ideology, passion. Business and personal life is very difficult for entrepreneurs to separate it out because entrepreneurs are so passionate, they completely consider the business as an extension of their own persona. And that is the correct way to do things. The business and entrepreneur should be obsessed about his or her own business and should help, enhance that passion by traveling. Traveling should add to the business by way of bringing in more business, by way of bringing in, the culture, the best of the cultures of different parts of the world, the knowledge shared in different parts of the world. 9th point is the secret of continuous business support without a break is to stay attached to the business by way of meetings. Of course, traveling is a great stress buster, but meetings should be held periodically. It's best to have the meetings scheduled prior so that the meetings are not randomly changed. It is best to have a weekly meeting schedule set up so that wherever the entrepreneur is, he or she can attend those meetings on a periodic basis, on a habit basis. Okay. The 9th point is to try the local culture. Again, as I said, the local culture, for example, in my case, in Singapore, in Canada, in US, in UK, there are many advantages in each different markets. There are many knowledges to be had. There are many advantages. For example, like in the US, the federal rates, percentage point of the federal rate for the loan is very, very low. It's one of the lowest in the world. Okay. So there are many advantages of doing business in US or even in Singapore. Okay. So always try to adopt the best practices of the local culture into your business, and that will definitely help to gain more perspective, to have the business more competitive, and to have the products very, very competitive. Okay. Now, dear listeners, it's time to say bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed the Lear life experiences I shared with you from my own examples and from the other case studies. I hope it will inspire some of you guys to go global with your businesses while managing it while you're traveling, and it should never be an issue anymore. Thank you so much. Best of luck.